Proverbs for the day, February the 26th, Proverbs 26 and verse 2. As the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. Now the Bible does say things about curses, and we're going to deal with the part, first of all, that we shouldn't fear. A man once said, never fear a curse that does not have a divine basis for it. It also has been said that groundless fears are real evils, and they hold feeble minds captive. And so Paul writes to Timothy and says, God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We think back in history, the Church of Rome issued curses without any authority or power to fulfill it, other than perhaps a wrong use of military power when they had it. Moab tries to curse Israel in Numbers 22 and hires Balaam, and Balaam prophesies positively, and then Balaam sells out and finds out how he can try to indirectly get Israel to curse itself, but Moab couldn't curse him by himself. Goliath came out in 1 Samuel 17 and he cursed David, and it didn't mean a thing. He lost his head to David. Shimei comes out when David's fleeing from his son Absalom in 2 Samuel 16, and it doesn't mean a thing. Jeremiah was cursed by his persecutors in Jeremiah 15. In 1546, the Council of Trent passed all sorts of curses on you if you're a Bible believer. But you see, if the curse is not of God, it is not a problem. So when it says, as the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. In other words, if there is a cause, that's different. But never fear a curse that does not have a divine basis for it. Let him curse. Let him curse on. I'm reminded of the story of John Patton, missionary to New Hebrides, when they hired a couple witch doctors. He heard of it, and so he went ahead and used the tactic that the witch doctors use to prove they couldn't do anything to him. He took a bite out of two different pieces of food and gave them to him, because that's what they usually required in order to pass their curse. Now, if the curse be not causeless, that is, if there is a reason, it shall come. Adam and Eve, they pushed it the wrong way. The curse fell. Curse of sin on the earth. Cain went too far. Killed Abel. The curse came. And so it is with the Bible. Now the Lord Jesus Christ, we know, came. Said, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree. And he took our sins on the tree, Galatians 3:13. You know, there are places in the Bible when you take Elisha, and they mocked him, and he put a curse on him, and it worked. But here's the thing to remember. The curse causeless shall not come. If you run into a bad spell of events, if you run into a bad series of events, bad years of events, that doesn't mean you're cursed. Was Job cursed? No, Job wasn't cursed. Was Joseph cursed? No. Was David cursed when Saul was seeking his life? No. So it's important for us to remember that the curse causeless shall not come. That's a statement and a promise. And we should remind ourselves that, because it won't come without cause. Now, maybe today, you know, think about this, okay? At one point, Saul cursed David, the Bible says, without a cause, because he was obeying and following it. On the other hand, Ahab and Jezebel got Naboth killed, and yet God put the curse on them. He said, but Naboth lost his life. He just moved on into the next life. Don't forget that if you're a Christian. I mean, if the very worst happens, and somebody's life is snuffed out in this life, we've read about it in wars, we've read about it in prison camps, we've read about it in martyrdom, they've just helped them into the next life. But woe be to the person that did that to them, because they shall surely bring a curse upon them. So let's remember that we should not fear. We should not fear a curse that does not have a divine basis. And we should not tempt that a curse would come by doing things that God says, I will not bless, I will curse it. God is righteous. God is holy. He is love. He is true. And so the curse causeless shall not come. Don't mistake a bad run of trials, temptations, things that are getting you gold in heaven by way of purified faith. Don't mistake those for a curse. At the same time, don't be presumptuous. So today, sort out the two, because they are different.